I'm theater critic Jaewyn Russick. Welcome to this week's Russick Review. It's not easy being king. Consider Cymbeline, king of Britain, a long, long time ago. Cymbeline's two sons were kidnapped as infants. Rome is demanding a tax the king refuses to pay. That means war. And to his rage, Cymbeline's beloved daughter Imogen has eloped with a commoner. The tale of Cymbeline is Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's outdoor production in the ruins of the Patapsco Female Institute in Ellicott City. One of Shakespeare's last plays, Cymbeline is also one of the least performed. It has a lot of characters and a lot of plots. In Chesapeake Shakespeare's adaptation, one character actually says, "How many plots are there?" Director Ben Lampert treats the text as a fairy tale, and he has several actors step outside the script and serve as storytellers. One of these actors opens the play with "Once upon a time," and another ends it with "They lived happily ever after." The director has also done some interesting things with casting. Although the play is called Cymbeline, the protagonist is his daughter, Imogen. Fabiola da Silva plays Imogen like a teenager in love, but one whose happiness is guarded for good reason. Imogen is caught in a dangerous love triangle. She hates the man her father wants her to marry, his stepson Cloten. Instead, she has married her true love, Posthumus. Lambert has cast the same actor, Joshua Williams, in both roles. In true fairy tale style, you might call them Cloten the Bad and Posthumus the Good. With the addition of a black wig, Joshua Williams transforms himself into crude, oafish Cloten, the flip side of kind but all too trusting Posthumus. Similarly, the evil queen, Cloten's mother, and Bellaria, a gentle, banished lady of the court, are both played with great skill by Ollie Haas. The most villainous character in the tale of Cymbeline is a conniving lord named Iachimo. Iachimo coerces gullible Posthumus into making a cruel bet that almost leads to Imogen's ruin. At the performance I attended, Iachimo was played by an understudy. Brooke Donald attacked this role with gusto, and though she performed with book in hand, the books seem more like a prop than a lifeline. Set designer Dan O'Brien frames most of the action in a leafy proscenium arch. I can't remember Chesapeake Shakespeare using such a conventional arrangement in this outdoor setting. It may be fitting for a fairy tale, but it pretty much obscures the stunning ruins of the 19th century school. Also, although incorporating storytellers adds clarity, it could have been even clearer if there were more of a distinction when a character suddenly becomes a narrator. One of the storytellers calls the tale of Cymbeline a, quote, tragicomedy. It's that and more. Shakespeare incorporated elements from many of his earlier plays, history, romance, disguise, warfare, and eventually, as this production happily demonstrates, the joy of reconciliation. Chesapeake Shakespeare's production of The Tale of Cymbeline continues through July 19th at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park in Ellicott City. I'm theater critic Jaewyn Russick with this week's Russick Review.